Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome to the podcast that's going to take your blog from a mere hobby to a full-blown money-making machine. I'm your host and blog coach, Genesis, and I'm here to help you start, organize, grow, and monetize your blog in ways that you never thought possible. But don't expect any fluff info from me. Nope, I'm all about the real and honest stuff. I'm not here to waste your time with useless tips and tricks that won't get you anywhere. I'm here to give you the straight up goods that will actually help you succeed in the world of blogging. And let me tell you, my approach is totally unique and different from other blog coaches out there. Why? Because I'm all about helping you sell digital products and services to make a buttload of money. And I'm not just talking about a few extra bucks here and there. I mean serious cash that will allow you to turn your blog into a thriving business. Oh, and did I mention that I specialize in starting blogs on Showit? That's right, I'm a Showit pro, and I'm going to show you how to make the most out of this amazing platform. So buckle up, lady bloggers, because we're about to embark on an epic journey together. Let's get ready to turn your blog into a profitable business that you can be proud of. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. So I have a question for you. Do you want to finally monetize your blog by creating and selling digital products? Maybe you haven't seen that $1 being made from affiliate marketing and ads, and you know that you need to try to use a different strategy. And I totally get it because I was once there. I tried for two long years to monetize my first blog with affiliate marketing and ads. And what I realized that it was really hard to make that that amount of money that I needed to like pay bills and live without a significant amount of blog traffic, which takes like a few years to build. Like I was not even there. I was like 5,000 page views in my second year of blogging. So I was not even where I needed to be to make that significant amount of sales with affiliate marketing and ads. And when I started viewing my blog as an actual business and creating my own offers, that's when I finally started to see some money coming in. In fact, I made $4,000 in my first 3 months of creating and selling digital products and offering coaching services. And trust me when I say that I went through the struggle, but I came out the other side and I learned how to actually grow this thing into a business and not view my blog as just a side hustle. I had to relook at things and view it as a business. And what do businesses do? Number one, they invest. And number two, they create products or services for people, for their ideal target audience that solves a problem and that aligns with their target audience's biggest desire. So now I get to teach you how to create and sell your own offers, digital products and services, so that you can make money way faster than affiliate marketing and ads ever will. Because you need that significant blog traffic with affiliate marketing and ads, but you only need a few hundred people viewing your blog if you want to sell digital products and services. When you have only 100 people on your email list, you can sell to a significant amount of those people if you just focus on their pain points and something that aligns with their ultimate goals. So with that being said, let's dive into the exciting world of creating and selling digital products through your blog. So if you're wondering how you can turn this side hustle of yours into an actual business that sells and makes you $1,000 plus per month, then you are in for a very great episode with me today. So the number one question that I get that, you know, most clients or most students of mine or most people that come to me asking me, you know, blogging related questions is, what digital product will my blog audience want to buy from me? So the only way to really know this is by doing your market research. So what is market research? It's basically you send out a survey asking them questions about what they're struggling with. And so what they're struggling with, what are their goals, how are they current, like, what is their current reality? where they want to be, what reality they want to get in, like what reality that it, they want to have. And just, you know, questions like that. So you really can see what they're struggling with and what their goals are. And then you can ask them, like, what sorts of tools will help you with what you're struggling with right now? And they will basically tell you what they need. So, and then what unique skills, knowledge, or experience do you have that others will find be like finding valuable? So if you take their pain points, if you take their goals, you can decide on a product that, you know, the majority of people, you know, want a solution for, and then you can tie it in with what you want to help with, your skills, your knowledge, and your experiences, and you tie this together to create a perfect offer. So this could be anything from ebooks, online courses, graphic design, website design, digital planners, and coaching services. You know, there's tons of different offers that you could create and sell that, you know, you are helping them solve a problem for their pain point, okay? Help them solve a problem that they have. Your product is going to be the solution. It's going to be taking them from where they are right now to where they want to be. So, and remember this, you actually don't have to be an expert in anything. You just need to be one or three or more steps ahead of somebody. So when I first started offering blog coaching services, I was only like that one step ahead. I had, you know, started bringing money in. So then I started offering, you know, services on how they could make money. And I knew the basics of blogging. So, you know, I knew the basics of how to start a blog, niching down, hosting, website design. Like, I knew all of these like foundations that you need to have as a blogger so that you can monetize. So that's when I started, you know, offering blog coaching services. I was only like one step ahead of like a complete beginner. So, you know, if you are having some limiting beliefs about how you're not an expert yet in something, or how you don't have a certification yet, or blah, 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 like, you don't need that. You just need to be one step ahead of somebody. So how can you create a digital product to sell on your blog? Number one, you want to identify your niche. So just like your blog has a niche, your digital products should also align with this niche. If your blog revolves around fitness, perhaps a series of workout videos or detailed fitness guide would be your gem. Number two, you want to engage your audience. So don't make the mistake of creating in a vacuum. Engage with your audience through your blog and social media and Pinterest, of course. You can't engage with them on Pinterest, but you need to be using these platforms, these most important platforms, to market yourself. And you want to ask your audience, like I said, about their pain points and what kind of digital products or tools or resources or support would they need that they are going to find valuable. This not only ensures there's a market for your products, but also makes your audience feel involved in the creative process. In other words, this is called market research. Before you create any offer, before you even create it, you want to always ensure that your audience will in fact buy this offer. So how do you know that they will buy this offer that you have in mind? You want to ask them. It's as simple as that. You want to ask them, is this something that you would buy? Is this something that you would need? So, you know, frequently on my email list, I send out, you know, something like a survey, asking them to fill this out. And to incentivize them to fill it out, I do a giveaway. So I just did $100 giveaway. Not many people filled that out. So I'm like, okay, I'll up it to $200 giveaway. And you don't have to do nothing crazy like that. I didn't do that in the beginning. I offered little $20 Starbucks gift cards for them to fill it out. And that was good enough. But because there's so much noise going on for Black Friday, I decided to up the price, and also I want to give back to my community. So that's why I did like such a high giveaway. But I got so much data on that. And it was all about, you know, creating and selling digital products and services on their blog and what kind of struggles that they have, because this is kind of where I'm heading. I want to talk about, you know, monetization more on my podcast and through my content and, you know, through, like in my offers. I kind of want to niche down more into just monetizing because this is what I love the most. I love helping coaches. I love helping, you know, bloggers in general start a coaching or digital product service or digital product based business. So this is kind of like where I'm heading. So because I know that, then I needed to know the market research behind, you know, what are their pain points and what are they, you know, what are their goals and what kind of tools and resources would they need from me to, you know, help them be able to monetize their blog. And then they told me through that survey, from that survey, I studied the data. I seen, you know, what most people are needing, what most people are struggling with, and that's how I'm going to create my next offer. So number three, choose the right format. So digital products come in various shapes and sizes, ebooks, webinars, printables, templates, the list goes on. Consider your audience and the nature of your content when deciding on the format. So when I did my market research survey, I asked them basically what formats would they love. Do they love checklists? Do they want to start a step-by-step course, or would they rather have some mini offers, or would they rather have some, you know, masterclasses? Would they rather it be lower priced or, you know, higher priced where they get more support from me, such as coaching, you know, like a group coaching offer? I basically asked what formats they loved the most. I also asked, do they want to use workbooks, and do they actually print the workbooks out, or do they need it, you know, digitally because they don't have a printer at home to print out the workbook, or do they not even use it at all? I also asked, do they like ebooks? Like, do they actually read ebooks? And surprisingly, most of my audience said that they do actually read ebooks, which is really surprising to me because I thought we were past that, but a lot of people said they loved printing ebooks. So that's some data for you right there. So a fashion blogger might find success with a digital fashion guides or printables for wardrobe organization. A finance blogger might find success with a membership that publishes new monthly masterclass on helping entrepreneurs organize their finances, or even better, has a shop where she sells budget planners and other worksheets or Excel spreadsheets. A self-care for moms blogger might find success selling self-care planners. Or, you know, one of my clients is a self-care mom. You know, she's actually like a coach for postpartum moms. And she, you know, helps them with time management and just everything that comes into becoming a new mom. So there are so many great ideas to choose from. But remember, it's mostly about what formats that your audience is going to purchase. Do they want lower priced masterclasses or workbooks or you know, mini offers where like it's like a bundle of like an ebook, a worksheet, a lesson, you know what I mean? So you have to ask. If you are not frequently talking to your ideal target audience, then now is the time to start that, because that's key here with everything you do, with your blog content, with your website, with your website copywriting, with your offers that you're going to create and sell. You have to be talking to your people. You have to know them on a deeper level and be communicating them and building relationships with them on a daily basis. Not weekly, not monthly, daily basis. Communicate with them. So number four, quality is king. So whatever you create, make sure that it's top notch. Your digital products are a reflection of your brand, and quality builds trust. Whether it's well-researched content, stunning visuals, user-friendly design, prioritize quality. Whenever you create a digital product, service, any kind of offer, any kind of freebie, everything needs to be top quality. And I see so many bloggers out there creating awful looking digital products, ebooks, and I get it. Like, you don't know how to design that well, or you're not, you know, like, that's just not one of your top skills yet. I mean, trust me, I was there. You should see my first, like, pin designs. You should see my first website design. Like, God, it was awful. So, I mean, you're starting somewhere, but there are resources out there that you can use that are gonna, like, allow you to create those top-notch, you know, designs for your offers. So go to Etsy and search up whatever you want to offer. Ebook template, workbook template, freebie templates. There's just so many resources that you can go and purchase for a very low price. So don't try to create things on your own when you're not there yet. Go and purchase resources, or if you're not, you know, somebody that is very good at designing yet, or you just, you know, you've even tried and you still can't, like, make things look good, then go purchase templates. And then you can use those templates for forever, literally for forever, for any of your offers. So, and, you know, I see also, like, the colors aren't matching their brand. So whenever they create, like, a freebie or an ebook or something that they're offering, the colors are not matching their brand. Now, I want to let you know that branding consistency is very important. So you want to be consistent on every single platform. The colors need to match. You need to build a brand for yourself. When people look at your offer, when people look at your pin design, when people look at your freebie or your Instagram post, they need to immediately know that is you. That's your brand. And if your, you know, fonts are funky or your colors are funky and they don't align with your target audience, then this is going to make them click away super quick. And this includes website design too. So the importance of branding and making sure that it looks modern and very, very, you know, well designed for everything that you create is so important to call in people. People like pretty, okay? They do. So how to sell your digital products. Number one, you want to create a create user-friendly sales page. Your sales page is your digital storefront. You want to keep it clean, visually appealing, easy to navigate. You want to clearly communicate the value of your digital products and provide a straightforward purchasing process. The sales page needs to follow a structure based on buyer psychology. You need to talk about their pain points, their desires. You need to show testimonials so you can show that you've gotten other people results with this product. If you don't have testimonials yet, that's no problem. Instead of doing testimonials, you need to tell your story, which I also recommend for everybody. You know, if you have testimonials or not, you need to be telling your story on the sales page, and how you overcame the struggle that they have, you know, all of the pain points that you have on the sales page. You need to be telling them how you overcame those and where you are now. And explain more of the benefits of your offer. You see, benefits and features are actually completely different. So benefits, what is going to change their life? Or why is this going to change their life? Why is this digital product going to help them? And then the features, what they're going to get inside of the offer. So let's say you have a course, they get, you know, ebooks and workbooks and blah, blah, blah. They get, you know, a coaching call, or they get, you know, a masterclass every month if you're doing a membership. Like, what are they getting inside of this offer? But most importantly, you need to speak to that one person, okay? If I could say anything in this whole entire podcast, this is going to be it. If you want to sell anything on your blog, this is my simple key for you. One solution to one problem that one specific person is having. So let me say that again, because I really want you to get this. If you need to write it down, go ahead. one solution to one problem that one person is having. For example, lady bloggers are facing challenges in generating income through affiliate marketing. In contrast, I assist female bloggers in monetizing their blogs by establishing a tangible business centered around their content and promoting their own products and services. So the one target person, lady bloggers who are struggling to monetize. The problem, they aren't seeing affiliate marketing. $0 made for all of their hard work. And then the solution, building an actual business by selling their own offers. It's really simple. You need to figure out the one person problem and your solution on how you help them. You need to get very, very detailed with this. So then you speak directly to your target audience within your sales page. You need to be speaking to that one person, not several people. I know you want to help everybody, but you can't help everybody. You have to speak to that one person. And you need to make them feel like you're in their head. Now, I know there's so much more about designing and, you know, writing a sales page. There's so much that goes into it. But we're going to move on because, you know, that's for another episode, really. Number three, build anticipation. So generate excitement before the big launch of your offer. You want to tease your audience with sneak peeks of you creating it, behind the scenes looks, or even limited time discount for early birds. I love a 48-hour promotion. And I love doing wait lists as well because it shows me that, you know, when I put a wait list up for them to, you know, if they want to join the wait list, this tells me, like, if they join, that they're really interested in this offer. And if you get lots of waitlist signups, that means they're so, so interested. So that lets me know, like, this is, like, good, like, we're good to go for this big launch. But building anticipation creates buzz and sets the stage for a successful launch. The way I do this is by using Instagram stories, and I talk a lot about my offers before I launch them on my podcast. Or, you know, I speak a lot about the offer before I release it. You know, all of my content is also around that specific offer, okay? So let's say I am selling an offer on blog monetization. All of my content for 2 months is going to be all on blog monetization. And I'm just going to talk a lot about it. And then, you know, like, let's say I'm talking about, you know, a, like, monetization, or like when I'm about to sell something that's about blog monetization, my content is all about blog monetization. If I have, you know, a blog post, at the end of the blog post, I'm going to say, stay tuned for my upcoming course or offer, blah, 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 on this. And then after, I can go and change the call to action to actually them go purchase the offer, if that makes sense. So this is the way that I do this. And, you know, in Instagram stories, I'm always saying stay tuned because I'm creating something that will solve this problem. So I'm talking about problems that they have within the blog post or within the podcast or within any of my content. And at the end, I'm like, okay, stay tuned because I have the solution to your problem. I'm creating this, blah, 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 coming soon, blah, blah, blah. And I also create content around all of my offers, like I said. So, yeah, monetization course. I solely talk about blog monetization on all of my platforms. If I'm talking about blog traffic, I solely talk about building blog traffic on all of my platforms. Now let's talk about marketing your digital products. So number one, utilize your blog and social media. So leverage your existing platforms. Write blog posts about your digital products, share them on social media, create engaging content that highlights the value that you're offering. Your blog and social channels are powerful marketing tools. My first business coach always told me this: if you don't talk about your offers, how will anyone know about them? You think that you're being annoying by talking about them all of the time, but really, you still aren't talking about them enough. It takes 20 times of seeing your offer for someone to finally decide to purchase. So if you are constantly talking about your offer and nobody's bought yet, talk about it more. You need to talk about your offers in every single one of your platforms. And, drive traffic to your blog post by using Pinterest and make sure that that blog post is SEO optimized, so you can always make, like, bring traffic to that one blog post that speaks about your offer. And how to get people in. So the door to somebody coming into your world, okay, is going to be something about their pain points or biggest desires. So when you're creating those Pinterest titles, they need to be, or even blog posts, they need to be about a pain point that you're going to solve, or they need to be about one of their biggest desires. So really think about that. Talk about it when you're creating it. Talk about it, you know, before your launch. Talk about it, you know, during your launch, obviously, like, crazy. And when she told me this, she was absolutely right. People only buy once they hear about your digital product, like, 20 times. That means go out there, talk about it more and more, literally all the time, or nobody's gonna buy. Trust me, if somebody thinks that you're annoying, then when you talk about it, like, all the time on your Instagram stories, then okay, they're not your, you know, perfect target audience, because they're not buying from you. Your perfect target audience is going to buy. So go talk about it. They're not going to find you annoying. They're going to find you helpful because you have a solution to their urgent problem they're having right now. Number two, collaborate and network. Join forces with other bloggers or influencers in your niche. Collaborations can expand your reach, introduce your digital products to a broader audience. Every time I collaborate with other bloggers in my niche, I always see more sales and more results. You should be reaching out to other bloggers and writing guest posts, doing podcast interviews, or something with them that allows your blog and digital products to be seen by their audience. And I know this gives you anxiety, because it did to me too. It still does give me anxiety to, like, collaborate with somebody, or, you know, just reach out. Like, what do I even say in an email? Like, I totally get this. Use ChatGPT if you don't know, honestly. But I do offer a little bit of, guidance within my membership on how to, collaborate with other bloggers. And I give you, like, a script to, you know, send out if you want to work with somebody with a blog, for a blog post or a podcast episode or whatever it is, to collaborate with somebody. So you have a whole script there on how to speak to another blogger, how to reach out to them, and etc. to collaborate. So it's so crucial to collaborate. If you're not collaborating, you're not going to grow. This is amazing also for SEO purposes. So number three, collect and showcase testimonials. So encourage customers to share their experiences with your digital products. Authentic testimonials build trust and act as social proof, encouraging potential buyers to also take the plunge and buy. However, if you never ask your customers for testimonials, you're never going to get them. Trust me, I've been there, because when I don't ask for a testimonial, people just don't give them. So I offer, like, surveys within my offers for testimonials. And then, you know, they get, like, a 10% discount on, like, another offer or something. Something to incentivize them to actually fill out the survey and give their feedback. But you have to go out and ask how your purchaser liked your digital product. They might give you some great feedback, or they might give you some constructive criticism. It's easy to get butthurt when you get this, but when someone says that, you know, they didn't like your product, you know, you can view this as a way to, you know, make it even more desirable to other potential customers. Because nothing is set in stone with your products until we are always receiving great feedback and always getting purchases. So things are constantly going to need to be tweaked. And I know this sounds really overwhelming, but it's true. It's either with the sales page and the messaging and the way that you're selling, or it's the product itself. Is why, like, nobody's buying. But when somebody actually purchases and they still give you, like, bad feedback on this, then, you know, take their feedback and tweak the offer, or do what you have to do. That cut out on me for a second, because somebody called me. So my recordings always shut off when somebody calls me. So what was I saying? yeah, so nothing is set in stone with your products. We always need to tweak it. We always need to make it better. Go into your offer, tweak it so you can make everything, you know, more, you know, digestible or whatever that person is saying, you know, tweak it to make it better. And ask your other purchases if they feel the same too. So in conclusion to this episode, turning your blog into a digital product powerhouse requires a blend of creativity, strategic thinking, and effective marketing. By understanding your audience, creating high-quality products, and implementing savvy marketing strategies, you're not going to only enhance your blog, but also open new revenue streams. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that this is all that it takes to create and sell a digital product, but I did highlight a lot of very important pieces. So, if you would like some help to create and sell your digital products and make them super profitable for 2024, then click the link below to book a free consult call with me so we can talk about, you know, how I can offer you, or like how, what I can best offer you to help you. I do coach, you know, coaches. I do blog coaching for anybody who wants to sell digital products and services. So if you want to make money in 2024, reach out to me because I would love to help you out. So book a call with me below. And bye-bye. Have a good one.